Nolte, feminist group rips DGA for not nominating girls. By John Nolte on January 12, 2023. Women in Film, one of those insufferable crybaby affirmative action groups that contribute to women being taken less seriously, is crybabying over the 75th Annual Directors Guild of America, DGA, awards. No women were nominated for Outstanding Directorial Achievement in Theatrical Feature Film. All five nominees were men. Todd Field, Tar. Joseph Kaczynski, Top Gun, Maverick. Daniel Kwan and Daniel Skienert, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Martin McDonagh, The Banshees of Inisherin. Steven Spielberg, The Fablemans. However, girls did grab four of the five slots for Best First Feature. Alice Diop, St. Omer. Audrey Devon, Happening. Antonita Alimacuš-Tanović, Murina. Charlotte Wells, Aftersun. The fifth slot went to John Patton Ford for his superb Emily the Criminal. I haven't seen even one of the four films directed by the girls. They look too girly. Here's the statement from the affirmative action queens. We are disappointed by the DGA's lack of women directors in its nominations for Outstanding Directorial Achievement in Theatrical Feature Film. In a year when we have seen women like Sarah Polley, Gina Prince-Bythewood, Chinua Achiuwa, and Maria Schrader helm some of the most acclaimed and successful films. It's heartening to see a majority of the nominees for first-time theatrical director to be women. But this is a clear illustration of the problems underrepresented people face with career sustainability in our industry. This year's all-male nominees for feature film do have some women ADs and UPMs on their teams. But we would hope to see the guilds recognize a more balanced slate of talent among their ranks. Even when we know that other awards-granting bodies so regularly fall short. What's missing from that statement? Come on now. Think hard. Give it a good mull. I'll tell you exactly what's missing. An artistic case for why any of the ladies named in that statement are more deserving than those who were nominated. That's what is missing. In other words, the only thing missing is the only thing that matters. When Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing was unjustly overlooked by the Oscars, you could, and many did, make an artistic case for why that was wrong. When director Kathryn Bigelow was repeatedly overlooked, you could, easily, make an artistic case for her. Is it about art? Or is it about quotas? Look at who else failed to get nominated this year. James Cameron for Avatar 2, Baz Luhrmann for Elvis, Jordan Peele for Nope, which is masterfully directed. Nothing anyone receives at the end of a tantrum is earned. Nothing anyone receives at the end of emotional blackmail is earned. But if you make your case like an adult, a grown-up, an artist, that's something entirely different. Stop whining and make your case, girls. Until then, there is no reason to take you seriously. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.